Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is Why Go to God, Part 4. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 146 and verse 8. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. For a few days last week, we started looking at, through Psalm 146, some of the attributes of God that made the psalmist announce him as the only source of genuine help. Again, I will encourage you to read this psalm for yourself and meditate on the things that have been written. But before we move away from it, I could not resist speaking about verse 8, today's scripture. That scripture says, "Ours is a God that opens the eyes of the blind." While I know and have listened to countless genuine testimonies of God healing physically blind eyes, this scripture excites me because it does not speak about only physically blind eyes. My dear listeners, God opens the eyes of the blind. A scripture that intrigues me a lot is Genesis 21:19, where the Bible says God opened Hagar's eyes and she saw a well. Hagar wasn't physically blind, but something had constrained her from seeing a source of nourishment and survival that was right in front of her. My dear listeners, many of us have physical eyes, can see physically, but need a Genesis 21:19 miracle. I have told the story of a man who was very ill and given a few months to die. The doctors had done everything they could, but he was getting progressively worse. More frustratingly, they could not even diagnose what exactly was wrong with him. After prayers one day, the Lord gave him a simple command to stop eating a certain food. Within days, a man who was terminal bounced back to life. Why? God opened his eyes to see what the cause of his predicament was. I can tell of countless personal stories where I was stuck on something, sometimes academic, sometimes with my children. And then after prayer, I suddenly see something I had never seen before. Our God is a God who not only sees, but is able to make you see. Someone listening to me today may be stuck. You may not know how to proceed with that child or what else to do with that business. You may be stuck and frustrated about how to move your marriage forward. The Bible says God gives sight to the blind. He can open your eyes to see solutions that you never dreamed were there. Imagine if the man in our story continued relying on doctors for help. No man would have been able to point out to him what was causing his problem. But the Lord who gives sight to the blind chose to open his eyes. The scripture says the Lord raises those who are bowed down. Scripture is replete with examples of men who had been knocked down and on ground zero, who God turned their lives around. David, Joseph, Jephthah, I could go on, but I don't have the time this morning. What I do want to say to you is this: no matter how low you think you have fallen, no matter how alone you feel, no matter how bad the situation is, please believe God when he says he specializes in raising those who are bowed down. Whether you have been bowed down by sickness, by poverty, by shame, by betrayal, set up, or by your own errors, God is saying to you this morning, if you will trust me for help, I will lift you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word this morning. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.